Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
ES Audio.
Hello and welcome. I'm Mark Blunden and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, why were Tinder romantics left with a broken heart? But first, the countdown has begun to the release of the latest installment of the high-definition PC and Xbox shoot-'em-up franchise, Halo.
How would you live your life differently?
This is my world now.
Halo Infinite will be made available at 6 p.m. GMT, with the pre-release hype claiming the title will be the most expansive single-player Halo experience to date, but you'll need a whopping 48.42 gigabytes of free storage space on your console. That's according to the developer 343 Industries. Staying with gaming.
We can't see it, but we're all trapped inside these strange repeating loops.
The Matrix Resurrections has unveiled its final sumptuous trailer, which reunites Keanu Reeves as Neo and Carrie-Anne Moss as Trinity, along with a host of newcomers ahead of its 22nd of December release. And it's this gaming trailer that's got fans chattering on Twitter, asking, is that really Keanu or a computer-generated version?
How do we know what is real?
And it's more alien conspiracy theories and slow-mo fighting scenes from Lana Wachowski, and comes with a companion game called The Matrix Awakens being unveiled at Thursday's Game Awards in Los Angeles. And you can decide for yourself, is the gaming trailer using Unreal Engine 5 just very clever CGI? Now, would you be happier discussing delicate medical conditions with a robot rather than a human doctor? Research by the University of Westminster and University College London suggests patients are more likely to reveal personal health conditions such as sexually transmitted infections with an AI chatbot, while the study found people preferred to speak to a human healthcare professional about severe conditions such as cancer. They were more bashful about those of an intimate nature. Amid a crisis in GP care with patients struggling to get IRL appointments, the research team says chatbots are increasingly common in primary care amid improvements in artificial intelligence. Next, preliminary research is suggesting the R rate, that's the reproduction rate for the COVID Omicron variant, could be higher than previously thought. Research by the University of East Anglia suggests the R rate for this latest strain of the coronavirus could be as high as 3.47. That's based on figures from the UK Health Security Agency. This compares with the overall R rate of between 0.9 and 1.1 in England, according to the latest government figures. UEA's Professor Alistair Grant says the high figure for Omicron is due to a mixture of it being good at transmitting itself and being a partial vaccine escape, adding it's likely to become the next dominant strain. Now, romantics searching for digital love on Tinder were among those taken offline after the Amazon-based backbone of the service went down. Amazon Web Services was hit by a major outage that also temporarily knocked out some Netflix streams, but more seriously, some of the company's Prime shopping service. The incident once more shows the frailty of web-based services being so reliant on just a few behemoths. Down Detector showed more than 24,000 incidents with Amazon-related products, including the Ring security camera and robot vacuum cleaners, as the firm said late on Tuesday. It was working to bring all systems back online. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, is life imitating art in a Nintendo piracy and hacking case? Why not hit follow in the meantime?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back. The Hubble Space Telescope is back online after a series of outages shut down the giant galactic spyglass. NASA's Hubble experts needed to remotely reboot its imaging spectrograph after problems hitting all four of its delicate scientific instruments struck in October. Now, all appears to be well again, but Hubble suffered a host of difficulties, including syncing problems with its internal communications, which had temporarily bricked the whole system before it was restarted in safe mode. A software update is planned for later this month in the hope of stopping such outages in the future. Now, the breakout social media star of the lockdowns, that's TikTok. Once you start doing more of your shopping on the platform, the video sharing app, which is more usually known for lip syncing and dance routines, is trying to become a big noise in the world of e-commerce. On Wednesday, it produced a live event that's being promoted as social shopping of the future. TikTok hopes to grab a lucrative slice of the click-to-buy space, currently dominated by the likes of Facebook and Instagram. And finally, in a case of life imitating art, a hacker named after the nemesis of Nintendo's biggest star has been hit with a huge fine in a piracy case brought by the Japanese gaming giant. The Canadian hackers called Bowser, Gary Bowser, the moniker of Mario's arch enemy, a villainous turtle king, always causing trouble in the Mushroom Kingdom. Now the IRL Bowser has agreed to pay Nintendo $10 million in a piracy case brought in the US after he pleaded guilty in a federal case, and he also faces serious jail time. Bowser was part of the piracy gang Team Executor and admitted knowingly and willfully being part of an enterprise to hack consoles, including the Switch and 3DS. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. We'll be back on Thursday at 1 p.m. See you then.